Fucking, just so everyone knows, y'all are being fucking recorded.
Oh my god.
Gonna make me click off of it. It's episode 156. I watched Constantine today.
Oh.
You know, that's not that bad of a movie.
Okay. With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a pretty alright movie.
You know, Constantine's kind of an asshole. Which kind of goes against Keanu. Look, I don't know if Keanu was the best part of that role. Just because he's a nice guy.
I don't know. I think he did all right.
I think he did good. I just think he's going to be rude.
He used that role to show that he had rage.
You're right.
I don't have to just be the good guy.
I also be the
dickhead.
Fine, if you're gonna dab, I'm gonna dab. Okay?
I dabbed right before this one. Still not recovered. I wanna show y'all something pretty dope while you dab. I picked this boy up after that little fiasco last week.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I saw the picture that you posted. Fucking wood. That thing's pimp. That's big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not as portable. It's more ergonomic on the back, though. And it's got thumbsticks now.
Now, is that plastic that's painted like wood grain or wrapped wood grain?
Yeah, it's plastic. It's textured, though.
It'd be really cool if they actually carved it out of wood.
That would be dope as fucking shit. So, this shit...
This is my
Dank
dab.
Dank Williams. Oh.
The dab Williams. Or Dank Williams dab dart. One of these.
Man.
I'll put some of the goo right here on this thing.
You know, those things can be a pain in the ass to get shit out of.
Oh, it made farty noises.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You guys do anything cool this week?
Yeah. Fucking this. I'm trying to get this shit to work for you guys. This, now you can't really fucking see, but it's Dreamcast games. I've been playing Zombie Revenge and Sword of the Berserk. It's got online play, too.
Oh, shit.
And I'm not going to use it because it's a 4x3 aspect ratio screen, but it's got Wi-Fi and shit, so I could connect to Game Pass and play Fortnite on it if I really wanted to.
There you go.
And it's Android 12, so I can play a bunch of Android games and shit, too, if I really wanted to. So it's a pretty fucking sweet device. My only gripe is, I wish I would have known there was horizontal ones before I bought the vertical.
Mm.
But also, I took these Crystal Light packages. And I use them to start storing my blood rats. These are unused. And these got blunt. It fits perfectly.
There you go.
Listen, every time I buy these fucking things, I buy two of them. And they send me 14 of them. So, I needed to do something with them.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I was smoking on this. This is grape soda.
Okay. A little bit of this.
Oh, Crescendo 11.
Crescendo number 11. It's actually pretty nice stuff. Let me show you one of these chunks here. Probably won't translate over the internet, but... Nice.
Yeah. It looks similar. Now, see, I just wish this told me the THC levels were shit.
Now, this one is coming in at 23.79%.
Well, that's pretty good.
And it is the baby of Mandarin Cookies and Chem Dog.
Oh, shit. No, it's good.
Yeah.
Now, I love the Chem Dog.
You know, I saw this, and I said to myself, what if they crossed Mandarin Cookies with Skywalker OG?
Ah, made the Mandalorian.
Mandalorian OG.
Man, that's fucking...
Just saying, you're growing weed out there.
Disney would have a fit.
Yeah. Skywalker OG. They've already got Mickey Mouse turds. I'm sure someone's got that somewhere.
I'll tell you what, the Doctor Strange movie, speaking of Disney, inspired me to name one. But Ghost Fight.
That's a very good one.
You know what? How Disney lets people get away with it. But they sell all these frozen pizzas, and you don't even see Elsa on the box.
Oh, shit. You know, you're right. I'm fucking Disney.
Got
pulled over his grave.
Where's Elsa?
Frozen. There's a whole pizza. Frozen section.
Frozen dinner section. The whole half of the freaking grocery store's frozen.
Got a good point. Man, I'm going to segue from that. Speaking of frozen and shit, fucking snow is back in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Ew.
But they got planes. And the planes are fucking useless.
Well, they are kind of. Now, I'll tell you, I only hope that at least in creative, they'll bring back, like, that dogfight mode. It was... like Air Royale or something like that. And it was basically duos, you and another guy. One would spawn in the pilot seat, one would spawn on the wing, and you were just flying around looking for other people. And you'd fly through these giant like rings, like their Grand Theft Auto like mission rings and stuff like that. But it would be like a big green circle, and it would give them like a green level weapon, or you'd go through and you'd find one that's like the legendary rocket launcher, and like the rocket launcher would lock on to the other planes and stuff like that.
Man.
Really fun. I had a lot of fun playing that.
That last game that I mentioned in group chat, me and Richie were playing. He was flying. And another plane came up, and them two got into a dogfight, and they couldn't land a hit on each other to save themselves. So I'm sitting on the fucking ground with a heavy fucking assault rifle, and I brought that motherfucker down.
Yeah.
Killed both those dudes, because it was the dude driving and the dude, or the dude flying and the dude on the wing.
Yeah.
Dude, as soon as they landed by a bunch of other people. It was like the final 10 people, and they all were in that little circle. Pissed me off. But we took fourth. But I brought down that fucking plane.
Yeah.
From the ground. He could not shoot me for the life of me.
Oh yeah, you can't really attack like people. You can attack other vehicles on the ground. Except for that hoverboard. You can't catch the hoverboard.
Okay.
Like, you see somebody in a golf cart. What's the other? The four-wheeler.
Okay. See, that makes sense.
Guys, you can shoot them.
I feel they probably would be useful against cars as well.
You know, the thing is if you dive bomb that fucker, you won't take any damage. All the damage goes to the airplane. So what I like to do is I'll fly right at them, like gunning, like and like right when they think I'm gonna pull up, right, and keep flying, I just smash right into them.
Yeah, I did hit one guy. I did hit a motherfucker with my propeller. But man, that plane, I could not
face to the propeller. Like like some fatality shit.
The snow, it's just not doing it for me.
Yeah.
They didn't add enough, I feel.
Well, I feel like they're bringing in like all the pirate stuff and all that, but then they're not giving us the pirate ship and the pirate bay. There was a giant volcano. There was an ice palace. They're kind of giving us like just like a little taste of everything from chapter one, which I kind of get it.
Yeah, really, since it's condensed.
It's really kind of bumming me out that like they're talking about they're sprinkling in elements of season seven and eight and nine and X. And a lot of the stuff that was my favorite thing from those seasons is getting left out. That volcano just taking over a chunk was awesome. And you could go down in the volcano and there was like lava tunnels and shit like that.
That makes me think of Mario 64.
Right?
Man, I wish I could play that fucking shit. But I guess I could just, oh gee, it's my fault for not fucking playing in the beginning. You guys? Well,
I wish I had played from season one, so I had some of those first battle pass skins and stuff like that, but end of the day, Fortnite's dicks.
Sure.
They just keep taking stuff away, and they give us new stuff, and new stuff, and new stuff. And then even when they go back, it's like still not quite.
Yeah. Fucking, speaking of new stuff, you boys getting new comic books?
Well, first of all, got this sweet
thing. A Raptor Boy t-shirt.
Raptor Boy t-shirt. Me and my kid were rocking those. Got another one where it's black and it's just the logo. It looks pretty sick.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah, we're doing all right. I did get some comics at the shop today. I got this one, I gotta say, specifically for you, Rick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at this bad boy.
Ooh, Dr. fucking Doom. I'm a fucking Doomasaur.
Oh my god.
Dr. Doomasaurus?
That's the coolest fucking T-Rex I've ever seen in my fucking life, man.
That's pretty sweet, the sweet cover there.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I think the Fantastic Four actually got turned into dinosaurs, because I'm pretty sure that's a Reed Richards T-Rex that's talking to Dr. Doom right there. Because see, there they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah!
They're all dinosaurs. And then there's Doom comes in.
Hey, man, Marvel is in your head stealing your fucking ideas. You're gonna have to sue Disney now.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to sue Disney. But I don't know, that's
damn, they even got the same color scheme.
I really dig it. And I think that maybe one day Raptor Boy will get like a suit of armor. And he'll be the Iron Raptor.
Oh, that'd be great. For
an issue, just to piss on Marvel just a little bit. I also picked this one up. Deadpool 7 Slaughters.
Okay.
And this one's a thickie. This is a thick one, man. It's got a lot of pages. It's got to be coming in at like 48 pages. I don't know if it's like
a double issue.
It must be. It's something. I didn't even know this was coming out. And I don't know if it's a series, if it's a one shot, if it's a limited series or whatever. But I haven't had an opportunity to read it yet. But I'm super hype on it. And I got one just for the cover, because sometimes every once in a while I'm a cover whore. And this guy really gets me. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Art Germ, but
that's pretty cool.
I mean, that's That's a hot cover right there. And it's this, like, shiny metallic one.
I'll be right back.
Word.
Be right back.
Oh, I puked on my blanket again.
Why would he do this every night while you're, like, is he getting stage fright that you're...
I don't know, podcast? Man. I don't know. Jeez. I'll be right back.
Word. Jesse, do you get any comic books?
No. My comic shop's actually closing. So I have to find a new one.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
That really sucks. I know it's kind of a problem.
Yeah, it sucks. I almost had my box full, too. Mm. So maybe I should go up there. Maybe they'll have some kind of crazy blowout sale, you know?
Yeah.
I just grab just enough of a stack to finish my little box out.
There you go. Yeah, that's usually they do something like that.
They're doing a store giveaway. Like, they have, like, if you go in and buy a certain bundle of something, your name gets entered into a giveaway for the store.
Okay. So you could get the whole store?
Yeah.
Or giving away the entire store?
Or is it just...
There you go.
Yeah, the entire store.
Man, you had a bunch of comics or something? I missed it, huh?
No, I didn't get shit.
Man.
Been. On the way out.
Yep, my comic shop's closing.
Ah, no.
Yeah. I did spend $18 on a Pokemon card today, though.
Oh, what card?
It was an art rare of Ivysaur.
Okay, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Them art rares are fucking one of the coolest things to happen to a card game.
Still gotta spend about $75 bucks. Like, so I can get the Venusaur and the Bulbasaur.
They are fucking magnificent looking.
Oh, cards. Yeah.
Like, and they blow fucking Magic's little special frames off the water.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's because Pokemon already had really cool art.
Yeah.
Seeing it full like that, like just to me, it's like seeing a photograph of Pokemon out in the wild.
Yeah.
That's just really fucking cool. Of course, it's trans.
One of the things that we're going to do for the Raptor Boy Kickstarter, because there's a... in issue 2, we have this scene where Raptor Boy Max, he's just in kid mode, right? He's riding around on his scooter, and he's catching Pokemon in, like, a Pokemon Go-esque thing. Well, it's
hell
called
yeah.
Pokemon with a Q. So everything starts with a Q. So it's like a Catchemon, and then they've got the Catch Cubes, and it's like a cube with a big Q on it. Right,
like
chucks at them, and so there's all these cutesy little like Pokemon kind of ripoff characters. The handful that we like name in that book, we decided we're gonna make like little mock Pokemon cards that are like Catchemon cards. It's gonna have like the power levels and all the.
Okay, that's dope.
Like, how much this attack does, just like it was a Pokemon card and shit, right?
Hell yeah.
And, we're gonna, you know, release, like, 3 or 5 or whatever in that first round. It'll be, like a Kickstarter, like, bonus here or something like that. We decided we're gonna do some of those. Thought it'd be a really funny idea, just kind of mock up kind of a fake Pokemon card to an extent.
Man, that's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, we were also designing some stuff for the Kickstarter. Like, we're gonna do like a big Kickstarter for all of Mad Dog Comics.
Hell yeah.
The Stone Ninja, Cosmic Skunk, Raptor Boy, the handful of other titles that our other folks are doing, right? We're all going to put it out there on this Kickstarter to try and get the big bucks in.
Hell yeah.
We came up basically we're doing a template where so you'll be able to see Stone Ninja, right? And it'll, all the Stone Ninja stuff will be color coded to fit Stone Ninja. And that same style, like template, almost like it was a card or something, right?
Yeah.
We'll have a different color scheme for each of the different titles. So Raptor Boy might be in the Raptor Boy blue color, right? Have the border in that color, and then all the information for it. And so Stone Ninja, you know, we're going to do green. That's Stone Green right there.
Hell yeah, that green makes sense.
And then, you know, we'll basically, we're going to make it to where the other people that are doing Kickstarters for the first time, they're going to have this nice, easy, all I have to do is put my price and the image of my product and then what they're getting for this tier in this little square that's already been created for me. So,
yeah.
And it'll all look kind of uniform on the Kickstarter itself. It won't be so erratic with everything everywhere.
I like it. That's good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, I recently saw a Kickstarter that I might throw some dollars to. It's fucking Morton's List. They're reprinting, and they're doing it via Kickstarter.
Okay.
And it's hard to explain Morton's List. It's kind of like a role-playing game, but you're not using your imagination. You're really going out and doing the shit. So you're rolling this dice and then going to where the dice say in the book, and then it gives you quests, and you do the quests in real life. And it's all sorts of crazy shit. That's how I've been. I was playing that game and went car surfing one time. That was, I would never do that again. That was a dumb thing to do. But we were in a parking lot. And it was a parking lot of my old middle school. And this deaf janitor came out and started yelling at us. And it was pretty fucking funny. But we were on top of an Astro van. I felt like Teen Wolf.
Yeah. And, well, I'm a skateboard kid, so I held on to cars while they were driving extremely fast while I was on my skateboard.
That seems dangerous.
Like 30 plus miles per hour, you start getting a little wobbly. I had to let go.
Yeah, but falling.
We would have people with either a bicycle or this one friend of ours had a like little mini fucking four-wheeler. It was like a four-wheeler for a child, but he was like a grown-up on it. Like he just... But he was just like, and that thing, it would get us, you know, up to speed where we wouldn't have to push so hard.
Man, that's pretty dope.
We used that for this big ass jump ramp that we built way out in the sticks, man. Had a couple of ramps, and we just basically kept moving it farther and farther apart.
Fucking, we built a BMX track in the woods one time, and my brother ended up crashing and fucking ripped his ear off. We brought home his ears all hanging. It was gross.
Sounds like fun.
Well, he took the brakes off his bike because he figured if his brakes were off his bike, it would go faster.
Damn.
Right.
And funny story about that, Dave was riding his bike one time and didn't realize that it didn't have the brakes and rode into the street and almost got hit by a car, and he went to go hit the brakes and he couldn't, and he had the Fred Flintstone.
Oh, damn, yeah. Gotta...
Yo. I don't know why he thought that was going to help him.
This allergy pill's kicking my ass.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go before I start seeing the man with the hat.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I have a horizontal surface and call dibs for the night.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
Peace out, dog. Man. Fucking. Oh, I was just going to say something, but. watching him leave out of the corner of my eye made me fucking lose it. See, chapter 5. You think we go into season, or chapter 5, season 1 next, or
chapter 4? Yeah, I think after this Fortnite OG 4-week long mini season.
Just two left?
That's the curveball. They're gonna come out of that with whatever the fuck is going on next, and I think it's probably gonna be chapter 5, season 1.
Man, I'm just,
I think we'll probably get a whole new island.
That's what I'm thinking too.
It might be like a mashup of all of the best islands.
So
season or chapter 1 and chapter 4.
Well, I don't know how true it is, but apparently a lot of point of interest names have leaked.
Oh.
And I'll have to find that again and share it.
Well, and now we got that free skin that we're working our way up to.
Oh, yeah, that racer chick.
It's got the racer look, and we heard some shit about, like, a racing season.
Yeah, that was
like the racing season that they're talking to us about. I don't know about you, but like while I enjoy driving in the vehicles and stuff like that, Fortnite for me is about shooting the people.
Yeah.
And being the only one to survive.
See, that's how I feel. That's sort of how I feel about Grand Theft Auto as well. Like, when I was playing Grand Theft Auto, I don't want to race cars. Like, it's not... And I guess in Grand Theft Auto, there's a lot to do. I don't necessarily want to always shoot at people, but I certainly don't want to race cars. Now, car combat is fun, but again, I don't want to race... I guess, unless I'm playing a racing game, I don't give two shits about races. Like, I want to have to... I have to play, like, Mario Kart. Want to race the cars, and yeah. Maybe it's just because I'm not really into cars and shit, but yeah, I'm about the combat.
My thing about Grand Theft Auto is you can kind of pick and choose what missions you want to do, right?
So yeah,
racing missions, you go and you do the racing mission. You want to do anything else, and then the main storyline is a little bit of everything you've been doing the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And with Fortnite, I get that too. Like, give us, what is it? The death race mode or something like that. Where, you know, if there's a racetrack or whatever's going on, and you give the vehicles some, you know, rockets and shit like that so we can fuck each other up. Like, what is that? Twisted Metal or something?
Yeah.
Like that. You know, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, but I don't want to just get on the racetrack and race.
Yeah, like, I want to be able to go around the whole island, and, you know, if those mods are available for vehicles to just go on the island and incorporate it in your regular Battle Royale, and then you can have, like, a death race specific mode.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and all the custom stuff. I really wish that we would get a air royale.
Yeah.
The air duel was so much fun back in, like, season... It was either 7 or 8.
Man, that sounds fun.
It was really cool, man. It was a duo team. Fly around on the plane, and you guys would take turns... And you could obviously switch if you didn't want to be the one flying.
Right.
You'd go out on the wing, and the other guy would either have to get in there or you guys would crash, right?
Right.
You could, even if you weren't communicating with that person, kind of figure out who wanted to do what. But it also kind of gave that person on the wing all these different, like, weapons and stuff. And then you'd fly through, like, health rings and keep the health of your airplane.
Okay.
Stuff like
Was there fucking like fuel so you can refuel?
You didn't have to worry about fuel because it's literally like you're flying the whole time. You couldn't land. You couldn't get out of the plane. You would die. You were just in the air. And you know how they would have, like, rings, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you go in the storm, you go in the circle.
Yeah.
That kept happening, but also it would do this.
Oh, wow. So you had, you had to adjust your altitude, too.
Yeah. You just had, like, this little cylinder of space that you could kind of fly around in.
That's fucked.
Couldn't go too high or too low, or else you start losing health on your ship.
That's pretty yeah. fucked, though.
And, like, if your wingman got killed, but your plane didn't explode, sometimes they would spawn, like, flying down, and
you yeah.
try and catch them on the fucking plane.
Man, that's pretty fucking pretty fucking dope. Oh, Fortnite, you know, there's some things, and I can't remember what the fuck it was about.
Oh. You said something about them crossing over with who?
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck was that for that crossover? It's another animated thing. God damn.
Awesome.
What did I do with my fucking phone?
It's one of my favorites, and I can't even think about it with my brain right now. But
yeah, it's three people. Fortnite is... Man. See... This is what I get for smoking all this weed. Oh no.
It's not the One Piece.
No, it wasn't an anime.
It wasn't an anime.
And where is... If
it's
I could find...
It's not G.I. Joe.
Let me search on here.
I don't even remember what it was. Like, it was so long ago in the chat, too, and it was just a line, and I wanted to be like, ah, but at that time, I was, like, doing shit with...
Invincible, duh.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, does that mean we're getting...
Omni-Man.
Or is it going to be, like, an element of the game?
Well, the skins leaked. Omni-Man, Invincible, and the chick. The chick that got her spin off. Yeah.
It was a solo episode.
Okay.
I think they were going to make that an episode of the season. And then they realized that it was all, like, that whole episode about her. It was so her that they just made it, like, a prequel to season two.
Okay. That's pretty fucked, though.
It was, or maybe they planned it like that, just to kind of ease the transition into season two, which I did get to watch. Oh, you know what I watched today?
What?
There's new on Netflix, just came out, that Scott Pilgrim.
I haven't seen it yet. After we play, I'm going to watch it.
We knocked out the entire first season.
Okay.
Like, in one sitting this afternoon. Sadly, my son tried to go for 100 days and stay alive in Minecraft, and somewhere around day 8, he perished when he fell in a mine and got attacked by mobs. And he said, you know what? Fuck this. And he turned it off, and he turned on Netflix.
Oh, you know what just leaked? So they have more crossovers, and there's one called Skull Scout. And when I say crossovers, I mean
the characters,
two skins. I'm willing to bet this Skull Scout is the December crew, because looking at her, she has 6 styles, and they're just like the last two crew ones we had.
Yeah, right.
Where it's the normal style, one additional color, and then the gold, and all the way ending up in Galaxy. Oh, yeah, it says Legacy right here. Yeah, so that's our next Skull Scout. That's pretty... pretty fucking cool. The Adam Eve looks kind of weird. Like, looking at the skins, I'm looking at them right now on Fortnite.gg.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to share my screen here so they can see.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I just saw the Invincible one.
It's Invincible.
That's pretty good.
They really look comic booky. That's crazy. Yeah,
that's kind of hot. Whoa.
And you know, he just came out in Mortal Kombat 1 as well. And he's fucking broken
in Mortal Kombat 1. And you know, Season 2 just started, and Omni-Man's single, looking for a new pet. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. That is too funny.
And then you hear War Woman's Mace.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope, man. I hope...
Got, what else do they got?
Those are hurt swords.
Yeah.
Someone's arm.
I think he...
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty cool.
You got the hot dog and... Oh, I should get the dirt burger, Jack. Man. I like...
The island.
I like what they've been doing with Fortnite. And I hope... I hope we continue to get cool crossover. I'm really disappointed we didn't get Mortal Kombat, though. And now I'm wondering if we ever will, now that they got all these weird ratings in there. Have you seen, like, some skins and shit you can't use in creative anymore?
I haven't really gone through all of what it is, but I got, like, an idea of what they're going for. Basically, anything that's, like, teen to mature is going to be visible to the people that play teen to mature. You know what I think it was? I think it was Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I think
The Michael Myers one is not limited. You can wear it in anything. It's only skins. They have a certain mark on them. It's an exclamation point. It's all skins that have ammunition and weapons on the skin itself. They cannot have, because it's ESRB rated E for everyone. So the Battle Royale game mode and the other game modes each have different ESRB ratings.
Okay.
And so shit that can be in the T rated game can't be in the E rated games.
Okay. That's fine. I just hope that means more mature content, right?
Yeah. It's weird, though, that, you know, it's a whole game about shooting, but we can't have the weapons. No bullets.
Yeah, it seems kind of dumb. They still have to pick the bullets up on the map, right? And the guns.
And any loading screen with a weapon in it, you also can't use.
Why don't they just make this a teen game? It's not for everyone. Who wants to play with little fucking kids?
It's because nobody wants
to play with the little
kids. Little fucking kids bring this.
You know, if you want your little kid playing that stuff, that's fine. You know, my son's been playing video games since he's 5. He, you know, knows about Grand Theft Auto and all this shit.
It's
12 and he's fine. He knows there's a difference between video games and reality. Of course, I live in Memphis, where I'm pretty sure 90% of the population learned how to drive from playing Grand Theft Auto. So,
man, I let my little boy play games too, because he also realizes the difference. And you know, it's crazy. I've always said that as a fucking kid, even. I always said, you know, it should be up to the parent as long as the kid realizes. You know, they've always, since we were little, they've been trying to ban fucking video games. Look at when they took Mortal Kombat to the fucking...
Wait. What video game do you think inspired the Crusades?
Yeah, right?
It was pretty violent, right? A couple hundred years of violence or some shit.
Just us finding this country was fucking violent. We committed fucking damn near genocide.
Yeah, he was just playing the compass game. It was this little thing where, oh, north's that way.
And we still...
as far as we can and see what happens.
We still treat Native Americans like shit. Like, yeah, this was your country. You can have this little tiny piece of land.
No es bueno. I think we should all bang until we're tan.
Yeah.
Be done with it.
So weird fucking world we live in. It's weird the sort of things fucking... You know, you got all these people that just hypocrites everywhere. That the hypocrisy and fucking government, religion, and fucking everything drives me nuts. So I'll just fucking get along.
Yeah, I tend to believe in science more than anything.
I mean, it is the sort of thing that proves itself.
Well, and, you know, a book that was written before science was basically invented is not my go-to, you know.
And it's a book written by man, and you just want me to take your word for it.
Yeah.
And it's why? Well, just because.
Yeah.
I can't explain any of this to him, just trust me. That sounds fishy.
Gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Yeah, and you know what? All the terrible things that people do just in the name of religion. Well, yeah.
Now, even if, let's just say there's Christianity, and then, right, that's one of them, right? And then there's, what is it, Muslims, right? And then there's, like, Hindu, and, you know, let's just say Buddhism, or Jewish, right, or something, right? That's five, right? And there's, you pick one, right? You got a 20% chance of getting it right.
Yeah.
And you're born into one, right? That's not even counting all the other thousands of, like, religions out there. And they all have, like, these rules, and they're all like, we're the right one. Everybody else is wrong.
Yeah. That's
the problem with it. And it's like, oh, so everybody else
yeah.
is wrong for believing what they believe.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. Wrong. You're a man in the...
thought something totally different from you. They're just wrong.
Your man in the sky, much more real than their man in the sky.
It'd be great if everybody would just give everybody like their own space and respect and say, okay, if you want to believe that, that's cool. You find a group of people that wants to believe that, that's cool. You want to even ask me, hey, you want to go and check this out? Appreciate the invitation, but no thank you. And we'll leave it there. And then... and we're cool. And you can do whatever you want when you go to church and believe whatever you want. I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah.
I'll believe my own thing over here. Right? And
I found a plot hole in that good book today, too, watching Constantine.
Oh, yeah.
If everything's forgiven and we all end up going to heaven, why is there even a hell?
Everything's not forgiven. Because you actually have to ask for the forgiveness.
See? Then, see, what did he die for? None of it makes sense. It, the whole thing, none of it. Like,
well, like I said, it was before, you know, logic was just like a kind of an idea, you know? Hadn't really fully formed.
It's true.
All of the things that we, you know.
Snake oil salesman.
I mean, dude, we're talking like this is an advancement that's been happening over the last like 100 years. Literally, like the early 1900s.
Yeah.
it wasn't a real change started happening in the 1920s, and technological advancements and all that kind of basically World War One and World War Two, everything that happened in between that, and then after World War Two, it just went apeshit crazy.
Shit.
Somewhere in there, you know, a spaceship crashed into Earth and we got smartphones.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. We got alien technology. Because, goddamn it, smartphones came out of nowhere. Just one night was, hey, now you got a computer in your pocket. And it's better than most computers you have a desktop of.
Right?
You know the internet? Well, now you can take it with you to go.
There you go.
Yeah, please. Hey,
and you should get a really fancy Stone Ninja case to put on your magic phone.
Ain't no way. We don't got cases, but get a fucking... Well, you can't even see it, damn it. Get a sticker. See, and then you can put that on your case.
There you go. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, a douchebag drew this sticker. Well, but that's okay. I thank him for drawing. It's still a pretty fucking cool sticker.
Guy that drew this is pretty awesome.
Gotta yeah, say. And he's pretty fucking talented.
An awesome job, man. He actually, a couple days ago, sent us the 10 pages, the first 10 pages, fully colored.
That's pretty dope.
Is that's the origin story and the script that we wrote. It was basically 10 pages. The idea then was it was going to go in one of the two-in-ones with another story. And it'd be like a little... We had like a ten-page issues kind of planned out. And we got to write in the first one. And we wrote that script out. And when we found this guy, Shannon was like, man, this is looking really good. And this is looking like Raptor Boy number one.
And holy it's shit. Amazing.
And I was just like, I mean, let's add 12 pages. So, you know, like literally when we had a 10-page script, we were like, okay, this is legit. And then about 4 days later, he sent us like those initial character sketches and stuff. He's like, I did a little design work, you know, no big deal. It was like literally like 6 pages. And on one page, it was like 4 characters, right? The teacher and a couple of the kids, and then Max and Professor B and the bully, and Sarzar was on another page with a couple different looks. And then there was the transform page, and I was just like blown away, like this is
hell cool, yeah,
right? That That's as soon as we saw that and Shannon saw all that stuff, we're like, I don't know, man. Let's see if we can slap some extra pages and do this Raptor Boy number one style, right? And so we did. We took that whole next, like one of the next like little issues that 10 pagers we had, and we made that stretch and fit in with that story, right? And then even then we were like, man, realize we wrote basically the first 3 issues. And had left out a lot of his friends and like him just being a kid. So we wanted to kind of just add a little bit of that back in there. And we took basically between the first 10 pages and then the final 12 pages. And we stuffed a couple of pages on a bus. You know, and it... You know, the way we slid it in there and the way everything, like, worked all together, it's a really fun story. And I, you know, just constantly blown away by this guy's artwork. I really can't wait for you to see a copy of this.
Hell yeah.
And throw it to Richie and say, hey, Richie, what do you think about this?
Hell yeah.
Let him read it.
Now, how did your boy like seeing it in color and
dude
fleshed like, out?
He like just stared at it. He's like, oh. You know, making and like seriously like hours later he flips through it again and he's like, what's your favorite page, man? And I'm like, here, let me show this. I mean, they're all really good, right? So it's like, and what's crazy is, like, Benito and I had kind of started, because it was a project we were working on together.
Right.
So bring in another kid or this or that to doing the art. It was going to be me and Ben, and we were going to do it.
Right? Hell yeah.
So we had sketched out some stuff, and so like the layout for the first page, the way it's written and the way it was in my brain, at least I can't speak for Ben's, but you know, he loves the artwork that we've got, but it's like we had already kind of had that idea for that page, right? And so to see it like actually unfold and then the following pages and how all of it
that's awesome.
There's just one where it's like the in the first, you know, because it was supposed to just be 10 pages, right? So we had to get quick to the story, and so just, you know, like you don't miss a word or a panel. You use every single piece.
Right.
You know.
Every little piece every of space.
That page, right, is covered with story, whether it's the words or the artwork, right? We jam it all into these 10 pages. So that first part of it, it really feels quick. How we get to Sarazar, the evil wizard, getting up to bad stuff. And so we leave a little bit of it kind of unsaid in a mystery. And we do, like, we do some foreshadowing where we kind of talk, you know, maybe allude to something that's going to happen in issue 2 or 3 or even further down the line. But we also are playing catch up to where there's things that happen in the story. You go, hey, wait a second. And we want to answer some of those questions like a little bit here and there, you know,
just oh, yeah.
You think of it, you know,
and right.
You leave them with like, oh, wait, like what's going on? I need the next issue next month when it comes out.
Hell yeah.
So it's really neat. We're gonna do a it's a what do we call it? A bite size sneak preview or something like that. I forget what he called it. Yeah, we're gonna do like a little promo print.
That's,
this and it's going to give dope. You a look of, you know, what's going to happen in the future.
Hell yeah.
Boy, for the rest of the book and everything like that. So, got a lot of really cool ideas.
Man. And, you know, and
it's going to be a lot of fun.
I feel like we've been watching this grow with you. Like, I remember when you just came to us and told us, you know, me and Ben been talking about this idea. And it went, just watching you take it from idea to that fucking t-shirt and coming to pay, it's really fucking cool.
You want a little tidbit? If you are watching this, then you're like one of 5 people in the world that knows about this project, probably. And has, oh, you can't even see that. Can you? Oh, there you go.
Oh, shit. Look at that. Titty meat.
Titty meat.
Man. Got an artist.
Well, we've got... it's an artist duo.
Oh, yeah.
Wife, and they're kind of been at it in the comic book business, and they said, hey, we're kind of interested. I can do the drawing. She'll color it up and make it look really fun.
Hell yeah.
That's the first of what I can only assume is going to be a handful or like concept drawings and stuff like that. But I think we've got an idea for the Kickstarter. I've got to look over the script now and find out which like handful of pages we want them to work on first.
Right.
Use them to build the Kickstarter.
Man, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's also a little bit nerve-wracking. The more and more, like, this project really has to fucking blow up.
Man, that's another one that you just came out on here and just dropped the idea, planted the seed, if you will.
Yeah.
And now that seed is starting to blossom. Man, that is fucking dope.
It's crazy, man. I was sitting there. I met with the artist that's doing Raptor Boy with Ben, but also the guy that was interested in doing this other one. So I kind of staggered them so I could kind of get this grown-up stuff out of the way before Ben showed up and we talked Raptor Boy and stuff. But he caught the tail end of our meeting. And I looked at him and I said, boy. You might be grossed out by this stuff and be like, oh, sus. But if you want this shit to send you to college one day.
Yeah, true.
Just kick back and watch the show. But I'm really excited because I know this guy's a phenomenal artist. I can tell just from this singular drawing that he's got an idea of what we're looking for.
Hell yeah.
I want to see some, because I've got like some dynamic poses and crazy shit like that in mind for the comic. The script is like fucking insane. It's a parody of the titty meat comic genre.
Okay.
So, like, identifies as part of that genre. It's very much a titty comic, but it's very tongue in cheek, so to speak.
Okay. It's sort of poking fun at it.
It's a comic book that doesn't fuck around.
Okay.
Right to what you want.
Okay. Which is
tits in action.
I like the sounds of it. I like it. It's an action. That's what everyone's looking for. You know.
It makes me laugh every time I read the script. And I've gone over, I've done like a reading of the script for Shannon. I was just like, let me read it to you. Like, let me pitch this to you, okay? I'll just read a little bit. You tell me when to stop, right? And I started reading like the first like scene and whatever, and he's fucking laughing. Like, are you fucking serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna keep going. I'm like, okay. And I just like, I literally read through the entire script.
That's awesome.
And, I mean, there's some points where it's really fucking hilarious and about as raunchy as you can get.
Okay. So it's an M-rated comic.
Much like yours, would totally love it.
Okay. Well, I'm in.
And then the idea that we got is the, like, if we hit a certain mark on, like, on the Kickstarter, then there will be a tits out edition where
hell yeah. Like,
there will be some nudity within the book regardless.
Okay. But
that one, it's like just about every page is going to have titties on it.
You know, I have seen
comics. It'll be the same thing with its own, like, specific cover, and it'll just, you know, it'll have extra boobies.
You know, boobs for all. And, you know, I'm that fucking boobs for all, Mark. Gonna bring this to an end. We've gave you guys a little extra. Look at that. Look at that. With her robot legs.
What is she grabbing for? She grabbing for Rick's dick? Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh no.
And now she's gone. I killed her. I'm sorry, you guys. But, I almost said butt. Oh, I did say butt fucking now. But, I came close. I came close. I fell into the same trap.
Yeah, hey.
Anyways, you can fucking go to thebrooklynbeatdown.com. Fucking merch, everything. Everything we do is at thebrooklynbeatdown.com. Fucking stone.ninja. This guy is shit there. Fucking the Slinky Cast. Fucking Donnie. Fucking streams occasionally.
Oh, Donnie Blue. Donnie.
And then also, I'm working on fucking something new whenever I get the time to put it through. But it's going to be fucking Rick Hates the World. And it's going to be interesting. So stay tuned for that.
I am down to help out with that. That sounds like a lot of fun. You pick out something that you hate.
Yeah.
That you know that I really like.
Yeah. Just throw you all the concept real quick. We are the Brooklyn Beatdown boys have a fucking group chat that we talking constantly. And I'm pretty known for disliking just about everything. To the point where Donnie and Jesse constantly give me shit for disliking things. And no one is shocked if I say I don't like something. So each week I'm gonna take something I don't like and have someone talk to me about why they like it, and then I'll give that shit a shot, and we'll see if I like it or not.
That's just so fun.
That'll be dope. So stay tuned that, and stay tuned for fucking next week's episode. Okay. You guys have a good night.
One, five, six.
Yeah. Peace out.